I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
We're deep into autumn, and the brilliant colors are rapidly departing. It's the time of year I enjoy the rustle of the fallen leaves, cool, crisp days, and the results of the harvest with fresh, home-baked goods. I got to enjoy all of these this past weekend when I visited the Cowhorn Crossing Pumpkin Patch just outside of Grand Rapids. I heard they were having a pumpkin bake-off and decided to go check it out.
Well, welcome. My name is Elena Mosel, and I am a volunteer here at Cowhorn Crossing Farm and Pumpkin Patch. And on this beautiful day, we are hosting our second annual pumpkin bake-off. And what is a pumpkin bake-off, you ask? A pumpkin bake-off is a chance to take your favorite pumpkin recipe and enter it in just a kind of a friendly hometown competition to see if you have what the judges think is the best. And we have two categories of recipes that we take. We take sweet items, so everything from pumpkin pie, pumpkin bars, pumpkin muffins kind of fall in that sweet category. And then we have a savory category, which we're hoping to see some really interesting entries this year. And savory would be a lot like your pumpkin bisque, your soups, maybe your lasagna stuffed spaghetti squash, even roasted pumpkin seeds. So that's kind of separate from the sweet category. And then in that we have kind of a kids division and an adult division. So last year we had very non-seasonable day. So we had kind of a smaller turnout, and our winner was a three-year-old with pumpkin yogurt and in the kids division, and which we call Little Jack's. In the Big Jack division, the adult division, we had a 90-some-year-old woman with her treasured pumpkin bars. So we really see a diverse age group come out here, maybe ties to the farm, not ties to the farm, but just want to have a friendly competition. Last year, we had about 10 participants, and this year, I expect a lot more than that. Just what I've heard over social media, calls to the pumpkin patch, you know, they want to know, how can we plate this? How many judges are there going to be? How much should I bring? Should I bring enough to feed everybody at the patch? Should I bring enough just for the judges? So there's some excitement in our community. And like I said, it's more for a kind of a hometown prize. We're not awarding a huge monetary prize. But we do have these beautiful homemade ribbons that kind of denote first, second, or third place. Every kid is going to get a medal just for participating here today at the patch. And everybody who brings out a recipe to enter in the contest actually gets free admission to the patch. So we see a lot of families coming here. And maybe mom or dad didn't make something, or maybe they helped make something, but their kids are entering their item.
Tell me a little about the judging.
Well, last year our judges were stuffed. I will just say that we have three judges. They're looking for kind of originality. They're looking for the taste, and they're looking for how it's presented. And that's not the decorations around it, but maybe it's presented in a unique way. So last year when our pumpkin yogurt won for the kids, it was actually served in a hollowed out pumpkin with the top cut off. And they just thought that was really the most unique way to present that. They're also looking for something of how is the pumpkin used. It can't just be pumpkin spice. It either needs to be pumpkin, or a squash variety, which is maybe the little lesser known cousin of pumpkins, is squash. So when I say lasagna stuffed spaghetti squash, that's not using an actual pumpkin, but really the pumpkin's cousin, twice removed maybe. So yeah, we're looking kind of for those three factors, and whoever comes out on top. And I don't know if our judges have always agreed on the winner, but I know at least one of them's excited that what he saw was entered in the contest was a pumpkin pie recipe he had seen, and he's excited to try that. We don't have anybody pre-entered. This is just a simply show up on the day of the patch, and I know that my three kids are participating. We've been baking up a storm this MEA break, and they're so excited to share their recipes, and they've told everyone from the neighbors to the folks at church what they're entering and encouraging them to come out. So it's really kind of cool to see somebody who's pretty removed from the pumpkin patch business get excited about an event and invite people out and say, I made this, and my favorite part of it was the candy eyeballs or something like that.
So how did you get involved in this?
how did I get involved with this? Really, it kind of was just a conversation with the owners, Brian and Becky Rasmussen, and said, hey, are there some things that we can do here at the Pumpkin Patch that would bring in, you know, kind of some different ideas? In fact, one of those ideas is a pumpkin chunkin' flinger thinger contest, and that's going to be held next Sunday afternoon, where kids actually can build, I should say kids and adults, can build and launch pumpkins, and you try to launch pumpkins the farthest distance. And I laugh because there's an engineer that just walked by who I know is interested in building a contraption that can launch pumpkins. So it just started as a way to say, hey, what can we do to kind of generate some excitement around the patch besides all the wonderful activities they have here, from the hayride, hay maze, petting zoo, getting a pumpkin. So, it's really kind of evolved from there. And they said, you take your idea and run with it. And that's what we're doing. We're really thankful to have such wonderful weather today and judges that have volunteered to sample, you know, probably the good, the bad, and the ugly in our bake-off contest. And just look for a fun afternoon here.
I had to let Elena go because a number of the bake-off participants were beginning to arrive with some wonderful-looking dishes, and she needed to get them registered. I talked with one young entrant as she was perfecting her presentation.
My name is Julia Sterl, and I made a pecan pie dessert. And it has some sugar flour and some sugar and different kind of things in it.
So is this your favorite recipe? Do you like this one?
I've never made it before.
Okay. And how have you tasted it?
No.
Around 1 o'clock, the three judges began their work, tasting each item and individually filling out their evaluations. And I interrupted one of the judges. So how's the judging going so far?
Delicious.
So are you running anything really unusual yet?
Yeah, there's a couple unusual ones. Pumpkin hummus, quite unusual.
And do you think there's going to be a clear-cut winner, or do you think your guys are going to have a discussion about that?
I think I might have to do a second go-around just to make sure.
All of the judges were enthusiastic and diligently pursued their duties, although I did notice they were beginning to slow their pace a bit after a while. Once they tasted everything, they held a meeting outside to compare notes and decide on winners. While that was going on, we were all invited to come up and sample the items. Now, first place in the savory category was a tasty sausage pumpkin bisque. And the overall winner? You'll remember Julia Sterl, the young lady I talked with earlier, and her untried pumpkin pecan dessert.
Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me?
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Let it get sweeter by the day. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam?